This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We have lots ahead, including more of the upcoming BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game in Vancouver on Thursday. Kelowna's Lucas Johansson and Calgary Hitmen D-man Jake Bean will take part. Both were also named to the latest NHL Central Scouting Midterm Rankings. We'll have more with them. Kamloops will host a 50th season WHL Pro-Am alumni game, and some WHL legends will take part. Mark Recchi will lead Team Recchi in a battle to honor 50 WHL seasons. He'll join us. And the WHL Player of the Week, Reed Gardner of the Prince Albert Raiders, he'll be our guest. First up, 51 WHL players have been named to the NHL Central Scouting Midterm Rankings. Everett Silvertips goaltender Carter Hart is ranked number one amongst North American goaltenders, while Moose Jaw's Zach Sachenko comes in at third. When it comes to North American skaters, Calgary Hitmen D-man Jake Bean leads the WHL contingent. He's ranked 13th, and he spoke with the voice of the Hitmen, Brad Curl.
Jake, I guess we'll start with, how much does it mean to you, the fact that you're the top-rated skater in the Western Hockey League for the upcoming NHL draft, according to NHL Central Scouting?
It's cool. I don't know how much. If it means too much to me, I think it's obviously cool. It's a cool attribute. But for me, I'm just going to try to take it with a grain of salt and just keep going this season.
With this being your draft year, how difficult has it been to just focus on hockey and not think too much about the fact that June is around the corner here?
Yeah, it differs from sometimes to others, and often it's kind of all over social media and that stuff. So if I can just kind of stay grounded, which I've been trying to do, hasn't been too bad, and I just try to focus on the process, and I know that'll help me in the end.
Jake, you're having a great year, currently third among defensemen in scoring in the Western Hockey League. What do you think have been some of the major reasons for your success?
I think a lot of that success can be attributed to the teammates and the guys that we have this year in the dressing room and on the ice. I've been surrounded with really talented players, and I've been really fortunate to be in key situations, so I think a combination of that.
When you look at your game, are there certain parts of it right now that you're trying to fine-tune, improve on ahead of the draft?
I think for me it's just improving the entire 200-foot game. I don't think you can get too good at any one thing, so I'm going to try to solidify my game in the offensive zone and the defensive zone, and that'll help me here.
Last one for you. Who have you kind of looked up to along the way, kind of mentored you in this process? Have you talked to other guys who've been through it, or maybe just some insights on that?
Yeah, I think a combination of kind of coaches and teammates, and then also my family. I think I'm surrounded with a really good family, and they always help me through everything. And then also our coaches this year are really helping me stay grounded and just kind of see things how they are. And then also some teammates like Travis and Jordy and stuff like that, just kind of not making things a little bit more fun instead of kind of as a business kind of thing. So it's all good.
Good stuff. Thanks for this.
Awesome. Thanks.
Bean will also play in the upcoming BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game. So will Lucas Johansson of the Kelowna Rockets. It'll be a homecoming of sorts. He was also in the latest Central Scouting rankings. Regan Bartel has more.
Lucas Johansson is one of three Kelowna Rockets that have made the grade by NHL Central Scouting for the upcoming NHL draft in Buffalo, New York, coming up in June. Lucas, right now you're penciled in as a second-round pick. It all depends if you throw the Europeans into account. But just the fact that you're rated as high as you are, does that put a smile on your face?
Yeah, it's exciting. I still feel I have a lot to prove, but I guess it's a good start. It's as long as you're always getting better and proving in the ranks is it's big for me. But again, at the same time, I try not to pay attention to it too much and just play my game, and the rest will take care of itself.
Well documented, you were a rookie in the WHL last year. Your team went all the way to the Memorial Cup. Do you think you gave the scouts a bit of a taste of what you can do, and has that propelled you to some good things as they see you now as a second-year defenseman, or have you proved your point here in this season as a draft-eligible player? This is where you've really had to shine, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, we were so deep last year, our team. I wouldn't say I had the most ice time to showcase myself, but this year, there's some minutes up for grabs, and, I'm kind of taking that and running with it. But, last year in playoffs, it's obviously making that run. It's a lot of exposure, and but again, you don't think about that stuff. You're just trying to win and show up for your teammates and then win the championship ultimately. So this year, it's still the same for me. I want to win the league and then win the Memorial Cup. So Again, I wouldn't say it would have a big factor the either of the years.
Your greatest strength, the defenseman, would be what? And what areas do you still say to yourself, you want to know what? I got to tweak this. I got to be better in these specific areas.
One of my strengths would be my skating and my poise with the puck. I feel I can be calm with the puck at times to make the right decision. And then at the same time, I feel I need to get a little more physical and get a little more mustard on my shots and make sure they get to the net. But you always want to get better in every category.
You will participate at the CHL Top Prospects game in Vancouver. Looking forward to that and playing for Don Cherry. You're on Team Cherry.
Yeah, that'll be quite the experience. I know my brother, he played for Team Cherry as well, so I'm sure we'll talk about it in the summer. It's exciting, and it'll be fun to represent Kelowna with Dylan, and just looking forward to the experience.
As you said, your brother Ryan Johansson plays for the Nashville Predators. What advice did he have for you coming into your draft year?
Don't think, just play. I mean, if you're good enough, they'll find you, and they'll put you where you need to be. So just play, and the rest will take care of itself.
Well, congratulations on being listed, and more success along the way.
All right, thanks, Regan.
The coaching staffs have been announced for the BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game. Don Cherry for Team Cherry. We'll have Brian Kilray as his right-hand man, with Kilray's longtime assistant Bert O'Brien and Colby Armstrong helping out. Brian Sutter has also been added to the mix. Bobby Orr's team, Team Orr, will feature Glenn Hanlon and Todd Warner.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschenauth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Lanny McDonald, Wendell Clark, and some of the biggest names in WHL history set to suit up for the 50th season Pro-Am Alumni Game Thursday, February 4th in Kamloops. Mark Recchi will captain Team Recchi in his hometown.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's going to be a great week and a great build-up to Saturday. And just really excited about everything that's going on and all the guys that are coming in and, Don Cherry, Rob McLean, the whole works. So it's just going to be a great week. It's a great thing for Kamloops to get a lot of exposure, which well deserves exposure as well.
You will be in the game. You'll be one of the featured players, but there's got to be some familiar names and some stories here. Stu Barnes, Cliff Ronning, Garth Butcher, Richie Pilon, who has a son in the league now, Greg Haugood, Dennis Hall, and these names must ring a bell here for you.
Oh, absolutely. It's awesome. I mean, I played with some of them, played against most of them, and just to get a chance to get on the ice with all of them again is going to be really fun. I mean, we don't get that much opportunity anymore to get out there with other guys, I'm sure the stories will be going back. I mean, Cliff Ronning, I was 16 with him in New Westminster, and, you're just going to get stories and different things. So it's, obviously playing with Tarsi Tucker, being an alumni, and then playing with him in Montreal, it's going to be exciting.
Your time in the WHL, it started in New West with the Bruins 1984 and to 1986, and then you were traded to your hometown of the Blazers, where you had a couple of real productive seasons before jumping into the NHL. What's the thing you take the most as a former player in the Western Hockey League?
Well, just everything about it, the relationships you build. I mean, it's something I'll never forget. I mean, those are the most exciting times of my hockey career. I mean, you don't forget it. You're a young man and you grow into a man, and, before you know it, you're 20 years old and you're off in pros and you've been through a lot as a person and as a player and met a lot of great people. I mean, you never forget those days. They're special times and it's just something I really, I'll never forget. And I've passed it on to my kids and talk to them about how great those days were for me.
And you're right there still. You're an owner now, a part owner of the Blazers, and that keeps you right informed with what's going on. You're up to date with issues in the league and players and what the league is doing for them right now. How far do you think the league has come when looking after players and taking care of their needs as they try to play their time now in the WHL?
Well, I think it's great. I think the league's done a great job. I mean, it's obviously, really expanded with all the scholarship programs and everything that's gone on, with that, to keep up with the universities and make sure that, you know, if the kid isn't successful, then he gets that opportunity to go to college after. And you know, if it's in Canada, you get, you know, more than likely you get to play some more hockey, which is, you know, pretty good as well. So, you know, WHL and the whole CHL, you know, it's a great place. It's a great place for players and you know, to really to get to the next level.
Mark, we're all looking forward to the 50th season Pro-Am Alumni Game. The game will take place right on Mark Recchi Way at the Sandman Center. That'll be great for you and your family as well. Great to have you back home for this event coming up on Thursday, February 4th.
Yeah, really looking forward to it and looking forward to everybody, and hopefully we can put on a good show for everybody.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Prince Albert Raiders forward Reed Gardner picking up a familiar award. 7 points in 3 games. Drew Wilson has more.
For the second time this season, Reed Gardner is the WHL Player of the Week, also the CHL Player of the Week for the first time. Reed, you had a tremendous couple of games on the road. What was the key?
I think just playing quick. I've got to give lots of their credit to my line mates, obviously playing with Simon Stransky and Jordan Nikach. Our first few games together have been pretty good. I think we combined for 18 or 19 points. So I think a big key to my success and our success is just moving the puck quick and making plays fast, keeping their D-men and their defensive zone structure on their toes.
You've been the one constant on the first line all season because of injuries and the movement of players around. What's been your biggest key to success this season, because you're having a career year?
I think just another year mature, another year kind of being in the league. It's my fourth year, obviously, so I just wanted to come in this season with a good mindset and help the team win on a nightly basis. So I think the big thing is we're trying to change the culture here in PA to become a winning organization again. So I think just coming to the rink every day with a good mindset and just and having good habits every day is a big key to why I'm having a good year.
Fighting for first place in the Eastern Division and a high ranking in the Eastern Conference, how much does this team believe in itself this year?
The believability is there. It's there. It's at the forefront. Even with injuries, we were mad. We thought we should have won in Lethbridge on Saturday. So even with injuries, guys have stepped up in different roles and come out of their comfort zone a bit. So the believability is there at 100%. We believe we can win, and that's it comes from the leaders, the coaches first and foremost, and filters down to the younger guys. So it starts with us, and we have to come ready to play every night.
Reed, congratulations on the award and good luck.
And thank you very much, Drew.
And that's the show. I want to say special thanks to Brad Curl in Calgary, Regan Bartel in Kelowna, Drew Wilson in Prince Albert. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.